Module 4, Seeking Out Problems Before They Happen, Part 2. Problems can occur anytime. This is why you must always be prepared to address them. Seeking out problems before they occur requires you to ask questions. You must pay attention to the risks of external events in preparing for the worst-case scenario. The consequence scale may identify the potential problems. Ask what would happen if. In seeking out problems, you need to consider every aspect of risks. The key is to look at a situation and ask, what would happen if? For example, you may ask, what would happen if the electricity went out in the middle of the workday? Once you ask what would happen, you will be able to determine what type of impact it would have on the organization. Each possible problem can be assigned a different level of impact. Only assign a possible impact if you have all the information. Assign these as need more information or needs to be determined. Levels of impact. Low impact. If a problem occurs, it will have little impact on the business and can be easily remedied. Medium impact. The problem is not critical, but it will have an impact on the organization. High impact. This is a critical problem, will disrupt the business. Determining the level of impact will establish which problems need to be addressed first. External events. No matter how prepared you are, problems are not always easy to predict. This is especially true of external events. You have no more control over internal events, but external events are more unpredictable. With external events, you need to be prepared for every possible problem. These events are basically anything around the office that is not internal. Types of external events. Suppliers. Suppliers bring external events with their own risks. Customers. Customers bring external events with their own risks. Visitors. Visitors bring external events with their own risks. Traffic. Traffic affects schedules and the ability to make deadlines. Parking. Drivers and car maintenance affect parking. Environment. Weather and other environmental factors are external events. Worst-case scenarios. Part of risk management is preparing for the worst-case scenario in every situation. Discovering the worst-case scenario goes beyond asking, what if? You need to ask, what is the worst that could happen? For example, you should ask, what is the worst that could happen if the computers were hacked? The worst-case scenario is essentially what happens if everything were to go wrong. The worst-case scenario will vary according to the unique risks of each organization. A company that manufactures fertilizer, for example, will have a different worst-case scenario than a call center. Once the worst-case scenarios are defined, you will be able to anticipate them and develop the appropriate backup plans. Consequence scale. Once you identify the risks and potential problems that the organization faces, you need to understand the severity of the consequences. The consequence scale can be used for every potential problem that you identify. Using the consequence scale allows you to assess severity and determine what the outcome of each risk will be. Consequence scale. Number 1, insignificant. Little impact on the organization, no injuries. Number 2, minor. A small impact, first aid is necessary. Number 3, moderate. A definite impact involves hospitalization. Number 4, major. A large impact may involve 1 to 3 deaths. Number 5, catastrophic. A crisis, multiple deaths reported. Case study. Jane carefully planned her risk assessment for every internal aspect of the business. She was certain that nothing would catch her off guard. One day, a supplier delivered an order and stacked it in the hallway. The boxes were not stacked securely and they fell over. Part of the order included cleaning supplies that broke and spilled in the fall. As the cleaning supplies mixed, they created a chemical reaction that produced noxious fumes. Several employees and customers became sick from the smell, and people soon fled the building. Jane had no plan in place for the problem, and she spent the next few days handling the damage from the accident.